I go to the Australia, and when I enter the courtroom, and the officer asked me so many questions. But however, I think I am misunderstanding some of them, and actually I answer not pretty good. So that you know, the Australia custom officers, they actually will, I don't want to say they were a bit discriminating, so when they look at some Asian which cannot answer some questions so nice, so they will actually check so many so detailed. So I think I was a bit it's not a bit very embarrassed at that time, and a bit nervous. But however, I was so I can go find it. But I think this time is, I have bad feeling about the Australia customer. So, and I also think that my poor English maybe is one of the main points for this case.
Well, it's okay. So, but how did you kind of overcome the shyness when you are just kind of communicating with them? How did you overcome that, you know?
Well, I think I would try my best to re-express my idea again, maybe using other words and try to explain so in more detailed way, and so that they can understand more. And some of the cases that sometimes when we use some words, but they actually is not using in the natural way. So we just think we can say good, but actually the foreigner may not understand it. So this is the point they lead to the misunderstanding.
I see. So let's move on to the next question. I was wondering, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
The most memorable, I think it's in the watching movie, and one of the things is that one time I remember is when I was a secondary student, I joined a study tour to the UK, and actually I was just form 3 or form 2 students, and my English is not pretty good. But one of the tricks is to watch the movie in UK without any captions, subtitles. So actually, in the whole time, in the whole movie, during the movie, I just trying to understand, but actually I don't understand. It's because there's no any subtitles, so I just guess the story. I remember that was the Batman, very memorable.